Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I got a phone call over the weekend on my voicemail from a frantic client that had a visitor visit her condo about 9 o'clock in the evening on a Sunday night. She had a deer jump through the plate glass window of her condo, run around the room, and then jump right back out and take off. Obviously, something very frightening, very unusual that this happens. And she had obviously broken glass everywhere and several items of her personal property were covered in deer blood. And she was unsure of what to do. She did heed my voicemail where I said that if you're calling after hours that you can locate your claims hotline number on your insurance policy or proof of insurance from your vehicle. So she did at least get a claim started on Sunday night. And a couple of her neighbors helped her put cardboard up in the window until she could get a hold of the adjuster. Now, I did receive a phone call from the adjuster about mid-morning on Monday letting me know that he was going to unfortunately have to tell her that this claim was not covered. And I questioned him, why isn't this covered? And he said, well, she doesn't have the HO15 endorsement on her policy. And I remembered the HO15 endorsement is the special personal property coverage endorsement, which most homeowners, condo owners, renters, mobile homeowners do not carry, in part due to cost. But the majority of homeowners and condo owners do not have the HO15 endorsement. It's an additional endorsement which costs some additional money. And depending on the coverage needed, it can get to be a bit pricey. So I thought for today's podcast, I would go through the three different forms that are available on a homeowner's insurance policy and go through what they cover. Now, there are three different forms. There's basic, broad, and special. And as far as basic form, this property form covers the least as far as perils insured against and only includes coverage for specifically named perils. If the loss doesn't occur due to one of these perils, the loss will not be covered. And so I will give you a list of, on a basic form, these are the perils that you're insured for: fire, lightning, wind or hail, explosion, smoke, vandalism, aircraft or vehicle collision, riot or civil commotion, sinkhole collapse, and volcanic activity. Now, again, if the loss isn't covered by one of these perils, there is no coverage, and this includes personal property damage as well. Vacant dwellings, dwellings under renovation, and dwellings in poor condition usually carry this form of coverage. I've got companies that if you've got, you know, broken windows, if you your roof is like 30 years old, you know, if there are defects to the house that a standard homeowner's insurance company will not cover, I've got a carrier that will cover it, but again, only cover it under the basic form. So again, you're only covered for fire, lightning, wind or hail, explosion, smoke, vandalism, aircraft or vehicle collision, riot or civil commotion, sinkhole collapse, or volcanic activity. All right. Now, the next form, this form is what the majority of homeowners and condo owners and mobile homeowners carry. And that's going to be the broad form. Okay. It includes coverages that are listed for the basic, again, fire, lightning, wind or hail, explosion, smoke, vandalism, aircraft or vehicle collision, riot or civil commotion, sinkhole collapse, and volcanic activity. But it also includes coverage for burglary, falling objects, weight of ice and snow, freezing of pipes, accidental water damage, and artificially generated electricity. But again, just like with the basic form, if the loss wasn't the result of one of those perils, it's excluded from coverage. Okay. Now, the last one is the one that we're going to be talking about today, and that is going to be the special form. Now, this form is often reserved for high-valued properties and often has the price tag to match. This is the most comprehensive as far as coverage, since coverage is extended to any loss that isn't excluded on the policy. All right. So when you look at your homeowner's policy, if you flip towards the back, you'll see a list of exclusions. Now, these are things that are not covered by the homeowner's policy. And some of them are ordinance of law, earthquake, flood, power failure, neglect, war, nuclear hazard, and intentional acts. Now, there are many more exclusions out there. Check your homeowner's policy. It'll have a whole list of them. But when it comes to the special form, it's basically anything that is not excluded on the policy form is covered. Okay. So in this particular case, a deer crashing through the window, you know, doing damage to the personal property, it's going to be covered. Because animal damage is not going to be an exclusion on the homeowner's policy. Or a deer jumping through the window is not going to be excluded on the homeowner's policy. Now, you need to look at animal damage because it does talk about birds, rodents, vermin, that kind of stuff is not covered. But a deer jumping through your window, that would be covered if you had special form. Now, you can buy endorsement, as I mentioned at the top of the program, you can buy endorsement, purchase special personal property coverage, or the HO15, which would bring your broad form homeowner's policy to the special form. And again, no, it's anything that isn't excluded on the policy, and that covers your dwelling, other structures, and personal property. So, you know, again, if you have a deer jump through your window and spill blood all over, that would be covered if you had special form. Because a deer jumping through your window, spewing blood all over, is not excluded on the homeowner's policy. Now, luckily, the adjuster for this client, I believe, is able to is going to cover the window and is going to cover the carpet under, I believe it's going to be falling or flying objects. But the personal property that was damaged by the deer, that's not going to be covered. But he was able to, falling objects was able, I believe it's going to be under falling objects, that he's going to cover the window and cover, the carpeting that's got glass in it, from this deer. But anything that's got blood on it from the deer, any personal property that's got blood on it, that's not going to be covered, unfortunately. So there is some good news to that story as far as the client having a deer jump through the window. There is going to be some partial coverage. But again, it goes by adjuster. This adjuster really is going above and beyond to try to find coverage for this client, and I completely appreciate that, doing what they can to help out. And he says that, you know, the majority of clients don't have the HO15, mostly due to cost. He said that he gets a deer through the window claim like once every 4 years. It's a very, very rare occurrence. Does not happen, obviously, very often. If he says he only sees one maybe once every 3 to 4 years, he told me. So, but if you want to get more information as far as the special personal property coverage, talk to your hometown insurance agent, talk to your insurance company, go over the coverage, go over the price, and see if that's something that will fit your situation. Again, a majority of homeowners don't have the HO15 and would never really have a reason to have that coverage. But weigh the cost versus the benefit. You may find that the cost of the HO15 or the special personal property endorsement may outweigh the potential benefits of having a claim later on. Again, this deer collision through a window happened to this particular insurance adjuster. He says he sees it every 3 to 4 years, one claim. So it's very, very rare that something like this would happen. But, you know, odds are that it will happen again. Not to this particular client, hopefully, but, you know, it may happen to somebody else. So definitely talk to your hometown insurance agent, talk to your insurance company to find out if adding the HO15 or special personal property endorsement is going to be right for you in your situation. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. The address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email too, it's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, you can get some more information on our website. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening later on, that's fine. Just go up to the search bar, search archives, and type in special personal property coverage, and it will bring you to the information regarding today's podcast. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, my name is Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very happy, a very safe, and a very warm week. Take care.